Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And in Acts 23, Paul, earnestly beholding the council, he said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth." So he backhanded him, hit him. And then Paul said, "God's going to smite you, you whited wall. You sit there to judge me after the law and command me to be smitten or hit contrary to the law." Have you ever been hit real hard across the face? It gives you some feelings. And I mean, he said, "What do you mean sitting up there to judge me after the law and you're commanding them to hit me totally contrary to the law?" And they that stood by said, "Revilest thou God's high priest?" In other words, they say, "You talk to God's high priest like that?" Now listen, verse 5. Paul said, "I wist not, brethren," in other words, I didn't know that he was the high priest. Maybe the way he was dressed or he's too far from him, I don't know. Some way or another, he didn't recognize who it was. Acts 23:5. And Paul said, "I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it's written, you shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people." This to me is outstanding. Here is a man who's obviously not right with God. A man who is abusing his position of power. And Paul, in essence, apologizes for using wrong language to refer to him. Didn't he? We need this, don't we?
Yes.
We live in a world where people don't understand respect.
That's right.
And they don't understand honor. And they don't know what's valuable and precious and what's worthless. And people abuse their freedom of speech. Thank God for the freedom of speech. But people abuse it by using slanderous terms and railing and talking against our leaders and their own people, their own parents, their own teachers. Even if somebody's off, even if they're not right, even if they're doing things that are wrong, we may not be able to respect everything they're doing, but we must respect that place.
Yes.
And he, in essence, repented and said, I didn't know it was the high priest. Because it is written, you shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people. Whether it's a politician, if it's somebody that's elected to office, and they are a senator, they are a representative, down to the local authorities, they should receive a certain amount of respect just for the place. We don't just, people say, that's just being, frou-frou. No, it's being godly. I said it's being godly. Our children and our teenagers, well, actually, they should know this by the time they're teenagers. But our children should be taught respect for the teachers.
Yes.
Respect for the coach.
Amen.
Respect for the principal. Respect for... You don't call the policemen pigs. The Scripture says that they are ministers.
Amen.
The Bible calls the police ministers. They should be shown due respect. Yes, sir, officer. Yes, sir, Mr. So-and-so. Yes, ma'am, Mrs. So-and-so. Not just a southern nicety, it's godly. Somebody say godly. How you refer to people shows your respect or your lack of respect for them. Now I want you to go with me to 1 Corinthians. Before I read this, let me just remind you of another thing. Hold your place, go to Matthew 10. That's one way you show your respect for the things of God, is by not being too antsy.
Yeah.
This is how I learned this. Years ago, I was in a prayer meeting, and it went pretty long.
Yeah.
And I was feeling a little antsy. I was ready to go. And the Lord asked me, sitting there, He said, "What are you in a hurry to get to?
Amen.
What are you in a hurry to get away from? And what are you in a hurry to get to?"
Amen.
I thought, well. He said, "You're wanting to run away from a prayer time and run to the late news or a sandwich." Right? Now, don't misunderstand me. Preachers can keep going after they get through. I've done it. But at the same time, let's be reverent and make sure that we're through, right? Before we bail out for something that's not as important. Matthew 10, are you there? Matthew 10 and verse 40. The Lord is very, very big on delegation. He expects you to respect individuals He has appointed and sent just like you would respect Him Himself.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
In Matthew 10 and verse 40, Jesus said, "He that receives you receives me. He that receives me receives him that sent me." You know, the scripture says, if you don't accept the Son, you don't have the Father either. You receive the Son, you have the Son and the Father. He goes on to say, this applies to Jesus, sent from the Father. How many know this applies to the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Also sent. Verse 41, "He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of," or we might say as, "a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say to you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." Does it make any difference how you receive people?
Yes.
You know, I had the privilege of traveling with Brother Hagin for years, and he does operate in the ministry of a prophet. But a lot of times we'd go to places and either they didn't believe in that ministry or they just didn't know about it, and they'd receive him as a teacher. And so that's what reward they would get for the whole next week, which is good, but there was more. Did you hear me? Does it make any difference how you receive a ministry gift or a message? Or anything of God, it determines how much you get out of it. If you think, well, we'll go to church and we'll sing a couple of songs and we'll read a scripture and we'll go home. And if that's all you expect, then you're limiting the Lord from doing things for you. One reason we're teaching on this, I believe our reverence of the things of God is going to come up.
Amen.
Amen? Our reverence for the Holy Spirit and the gifts and manifestations of the Spirit until He is comfortable manifesting Himself. Amen? More and more in our midst until He finds Faith Life Church a place easy to work with. Amen? Easy to be here. Easy to manifest Himself in our midst because we reverence Him. We respect Him. Can you say amen? Now back to 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 17. He said, "In this I declare to you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse." You know, there are some cases where people would have been better off not even getting together. "For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone takes before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunk. What? Have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise you the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not." Now, they weren't being reverential in their gatherings. They just came and partied and were oblivious to anybody else's needs round about them. And you'll see down at the bottom, he said, verse 27, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, what?
Unworthy.
Now, people have focused on that, am I worthy? But really, it means in an unworthy manner. Because that's what they were doing, was partaking of the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. They had the elements, they were going through the motions, but there was no respect, no reverence. There was gluttony, there was drunkenness, no respect. He said, he shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, we might say, in a worthy manner, in an honorable way. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, in an unworthy way, eats and drinks damnation or condemnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together to condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. They were actually dying prematurely, being sick and dying prematurely because of a failure to esteem and honor the elements of the Lord's Supper. Do we know what's available to us through the shed blood and the broken body? We know some, but we can know a lot more. And we must not let any of this become old hat and just routine. We must stir ourselves up and say, this body was broken for me. Amen. Amen. By His stripes, there's healing to me. His blood was poured out. Somebody said, yeah, but you don't know what I've done. Yeah, but do you know how powerful the blood is?
Amen.
I don't care what you've done. That blood can cleanse you and make you whole and free and clean, as though you never made a mistake. We're going to partake of communion this morning. And we're going to stir ourselves up that we honor the blood. We respect the blood and what it can do for us and has done for us and will do for us. We respect the body. You put enough faith and enough respect in what these elements represent, you can be healed in your chair this morning.
Amen.
You can be set free in your mind, because how many understand everything we need in life has been bought and paid for?
Yes.
With the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything you need, everything you could ever need or want, has been bought and paid for.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.